It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson, President of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
Well, we're starting to narrow down the markets that are hot. There's only a few that are left, and that, of course, right now you have to say the live cattle and the feeder cattle market are continue to be the hot markets. Live cattle, well, both rallying sharply higher on Friday. Good gains last week. You know, the deferred feeder cattle contract setting contract highs, while, you know, live cattle are flirting with their contract highs. So we're seeing a really good push in the cattle markets yet. Rest of the markets, not so much.
All right. Well, yeah. And what's not hot then?
You know, pretty much everything else. I mean, you look at, you know, we're trying to recover. Corn probably has the best outlook as far as the grains. It's had a couple of back-to-back sessions of higher movement. You know, that one should continue to see a little bit of strength just because of the demand. Beans continue to be a little lackluster. Wheat, you know, traded down to new lows last week and bounced off of it. So hopefully we can get a little bit of life in that market. But canola getting hit extremely hard here this morning, mainly because of 100% tariffs from China on Canadian canola oil.
Okay. Is that something that we need to be concerned of here in the U.S. then, too?
Well, I think so. I mean, the tariff talk is going to continue to be the major driver in this market here, you know, at least through the beginning of April, once we see what Trump is going to do with the Canada and Mexico and the USMCA agreement products. But it's likely we're going to see retaliatory tariffs put on. We're likely see some other tariffs as well. But for the most part, that's still the 800-pound gorilla in the room driving the market.
All right. It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.